From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The leaders of France and Britain must now answer to the country's lawmakers for moving forward with airstrikes on Syria Saturday alongside U.S. warplanes. As Reuters' Jacob Greaves reports, British Prime Minister Theresa May could be met with opposition from some of her own allies in the UK.
May joined the US and France in airstrikes Saturday to punish Syria for a suspected chemical weapons attack. But she didn't seek the consent of Parliament first, a break with convention. Her opposite number, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, has questioned the legality of her action and wants legislation to limit the government's power to launch future military strikes independently. Even some of her own lawmakers might back him, fearful of escalation in Syria. Downing Street has said it has no plans for further strikes, but in the same breath warned all options would be considered if chemical weapons were again used. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron will also have to justify his actions to French lawmakers.
Syrian refugees have been facing all sorts of hardships while living in Jordan since the outbreak of civil war there 7 years ago. More than 1.3 million Syrians have fled to Jordan to seek asylum.
The huge refugee crisis that used to end with the return home of these people are now becoming more and more protracted. This is the same as it happens today for Syria. We are now entering the eighth year. This means that war is certainly there to stay for the time being, and a solution is not to be found by humanitarian organization alone. So we need a political solution to end the war.
Francisco Beard is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The next generation is also a big problem for Syrian refugees in Jordan. By the end of 2016, nearly 150,000 refugee babies have been born in Jordan. This is VOA News. Now that former Federal Bureau of Investigations Director James Comey has discussed his new book in an exclusive interview with ABC News, some are questioning whether the Russians have leverage over U.S. President Donald Trump.
Might the Russians have compromising information on President Trump?
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
That's what James Comey says in an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. The former FBI director, who was fired by the president, also says there's some evidence of obstruction of justice in Trump's actions, and that in his words, the president is morally unfit for office. Comey's comments were broadcast following another attack Sunday by Trump on Twitter and ahead of the release of his new book, A Higher Loyalty, out tomorrow. Matt Small, Washington.
The Bangladeshi government has rejected Myanmar's claim that it has repatriated a family of Rohingya refugees. The Relief and Repatriation Commissioner of Bangladesh said that the family had never crossed the border into Bangladesh. Rights groups said the move amounts to a publicity stunt because security concerns for the returning Rohingyas have not been addressed. Japanese Foreign Minister, Affairs Foreign Minister, Taro Kono, says that Tokyo and Beijing need to work more closely together to denuclearize North Korea. This followed a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, and he spoke to reporters later.
We agree that Japan, the U.S., South Korea, and China should continue to impose economic sanctions on North Korea in accordance with the U.N. Security Council resolutions.
Wang's arrival in Tokyo comes ahead of a summit between the two Koreas this month and a meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. The U.S.-North Korean talks are aimed at ending a standoff over Pyongyang's development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. Barbara Bush, the wife of one U.S. president and the mother of a second, is in failing health and has decided to seek comfort care rather than further medical treatment. The office of her husband, former President George H.W. Bush, said Sunday the 92-year-old First Lady made the decision following a recent series of hospitalizations. The statement did not specify when she has been treated for recently or what she's been treated for recently, but CNN did report that she suffers from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and congestive heart failure. In years past, she has been hospitalized for Graves' disease, a thyroid condition, and bronchitis, which is a respiratory ailment. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.